Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Start the day with Boomer and Geo, mornings 6 to 10 on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Oh, that's right, it's your boy, Anthony Gallo, and I got you all the way to midnight on the greatest station in the world, WFAN. Hey, and in the greatest city in the world, New York City. And with all the excitement, with all the fun that came along with preseason football, and I know it is just preseason football, we now have to fall back to yet another disastrous Yankees offensive performance. And as we sit here today, Yankees are 7 games back, on the verge of getting swept by a now suddenly alive Blue Jays team that, yes, they are not in the wild card picture per se just yet, but they currently sit outside. They're tied 4 teams for that last wild card, and the Yankees offense is in trouble, and it's not going to be fixed just because Cody Bellinger is going to come back. It's not going to be fixed because Stanton is going to come back. It may not be fixed even if, hopefully, when Aaron Judge comes back. They are in trouble, and the Yankee fan has to reside now that the division's done. You can't even guarantee yourself that you're going to lock up the number one wild card. And the goal now, the bare minimum, is to play home games in the first round of the playoffs against whether it's the Red Sox, whether it's the Blue Jays, the Twins, whichever one. It seems like it's lining up Yankees Red Sox for the second year in a row at Yankee Stadium. But that is not a lock. This team has not done enough for I've been very positive with this Yankees team. They have not done enough to be given the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the offense will turn it around. They don't have the benefit of the doubt that Jazz will start to hit, or Trent Grisham will be more consistent, or one of these guys they brought in at the deadline, or one of these young players they called up this season is going to do enough to help this team become a competent offense. I'm not even asking them to be a good offense, just competent. They have the best pitching in the American League. They are, like you saw today, that was not a poorly pitched game. Tim Hill has been erratic. He had a bad outing, but they were towing the line because, again, the offense lets them down. And even in wins earlier in the week, the offense let them down. And it's not, yes, Aaron Judge and Cody Bellinger can do a lot to help this team get back to competency, but it is not going to fix the offensive woes. They are damn near last in almost every offensive category since June 1st. And this might have gotten even worse. The Yankees are averaging this was 2 days ago, so this number has probably gone down. But as of Friday, since June 1st, the Yankees are tied for 26th in the league in runs a game at 3.9. They are last in the league in average on-base percentage, 25th in the league in slugging percentage, 29th in the league with average with runners in scoring position well below 200. That is a recipe for disaster, and that is not fixed by just one person. And I'm not saying the season is over. I am not saying this Yankees team cannot pull it off and get back to the Fall Classic. That's not what I'm saying. This Yankees team is going to win off the backs of the arms. They are going to off of their strong rotation, their strong bullpen. They are not going to slug their way to the World Series. They're not going to slug their way to a pennant. They're going to have to pitch well and hope that when Bellinger gets back and if Judge gets back, that they can do the little things in the timely moments to get themselves in a position to win. As the Mets walk it off, for those who care, Lindor with a big double there. This Yankees team has the pitching to do everything they need to do. But the last, you know, 4 to 5 games, not all losses, but the last 4 to 5 games, it's felt like they've had to be damn near perfect. They've had to, you should be able to score, to give up 3 runs and win a game. And 3 runs right now feels like an insurmountable number for this Yankees offense. And I thought the Garcia move was a great move. I thought the Ramos move in the end would be a great move when they get Bellinger back, when they get Stanton back, if they get Judge back. But that move was not enough. Adding those 2 pieces was not enough. Yes, they added a couple arms, whatever it was that they did, you know, on a lower level move. But those 2 pieces offensively were not enough. And I don't know, let's say Bellinger comes back and hits. Is anyone else going to step up in this lineup? And it is getting to the point where you have to be concerned. I was away last weekend. 2 weeks ago when I spoke to you guys going into the deadline, this Yankees team was 2 games back. They now sit 7 games back. It is a disaster. Offensively, they are a disaster. And just because they don't win the division does not mean the season is over. It doesn't mean they can't get to the World Series. What it is, though, is another frustrating milestone in a season that has been well below expectation for people like myself who thought, yes, the injuries have killed them. Like, that is not an excuse. It is a fact. The injuries have killed them. But the injuries are a part of the game. You can't get these guys back. You can't take it back. You can't go back to June 1st and say, oh, Judge will be back. You can't do that. They got hurt. It's a part of the game. It's what... I'm not making excuses for Brian Cashman or Aaron Boone, but it is a fact. It has killed them offensively. With that being said, there is a point now that this season is falling well below expectation. The division, with the way the Red Sox and the Blue Jays started, yes, the Rays have been great, but with the way the Red Sox and the Blue Jays started, there is no reason why this team should be 7 games out right now. And the Red Sox, when you look at on paper, the Red Sox offense does not jump out at you. Their pitching has been very good. They are playing the best baseball in all of the American leagues since the beginning of July, maybe a little bit before then. And that's even with them going 4-6 in their last 10 games. And the Yankees, I'm not waving the white flag. I am not sitting here telling you they cannot win the World Series or at least make it there. But I am not as confident as I was 2-3 weeks ago in this team. And the offense, you know, we got that little jump with George Lombard. I was like, oh man, this guy came up. He looks the part. He looks good. He's not, him and Spencer Jones should not be expected to carry the offense. We should not be expecting 2 young guys to carry this Yankees offense in their first, you know, for Spencer Jones, 2.5 months, but in George Lombard's first 3 weeks of his career. That is a terrible recipe to follow.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
But they are now falling below that expectation, and I don't know if getting these guys back is going to put them in a position where you look at this offense and say it's lethal. If they can get to competent, you'll be happy because the pitching is so good. And knock on wood, the pitching is, outside of Rodon, as healthy as you could have a staff at this point in the season. You might get guys back like Luis Gil. You're going to get Carlos Rodon back at some point. He threw a rehab. I don't know if he went to double A to triple A or triple A to double A. I think it was triple A to double A to get him closer to the team. He went, you know, 4 1/3 yesterday, 58 pitches, 7 Ks. Yeah, all right, in double A. So he's close to returning. You're hoping that, as John Heyman put it, by September 1st, you're getting Bellinger and or Stanton back around September 1st. Now, the good news is you got a little bit of an update. I think it's the biggest update we've gotten since the injury for Judge. He's playing catch for the first time in the rehab process, and he's cleared for light exercises. He is not coming back before September 10th. I know John Heyman said mid to late September. He's not coming back until 2-3 weeks into September. And your hope is you get him back a week before the end of the season just so we get some major league at-bats. If he does come back, you get him some major league at-bats and he is able to go out there and get in some sort of a flow, some comfortability. So when October rolls around, he's ready to go. And hey, because I am a glass half full guy, and I know I've been very negative, maybe if you do get Judge back, the answer, and he has been fine, in my opinion, the last two playoffs, but maybe the answer to his playoff struggles is him having less work going into the playoffs. Maybe that week, that just to get in the swing of things, if he's healthy without any at-bats, and let's say the season's over and they say he's ready to go, he's got to play. That just is what it is. This Yankees offense is not good enough to say he's going to hurt them. Judge cold. If they decided to roll Judge off the MRI table today and throw him in the game, he'd be better than 8 of the guys you're trotting out there right now. But let me read those stats again, just to show how dire the situation is with the Yankees. I got this stat on Friday before the game. Judge last played on May 31st. So since June 1st, the Yankees are 26th in runs scored. They are last in average on-base percentage. They're 25th in slugging percentage. And they're 29th in average with runners in scoring position. Not good enough. Not even close to being major league. They are hitting like a minor league team. They are hitting like one of the worst teams in baseball. And the only reason why they are in the position they're in, where they haven't, like, they're 5-5. So the way I'm talking about them, you would think they are 1-9 in their last 10. They're 5-5 in their last 10. And that is all due to their pitching. When you look at their overall schedule, how things have gone for them, over the last few weeks, they have put up they've had two games where they've scored over 5 runs. One was a loss to the Cardinals, and the other one was a win to the Mariners. They've had 3 games, including those 2 I just mentioned, where they scored more than 4 runs. It's been a disaster. In the month of August, it's been a disaster. In the last 2 months, it's been a disaster. And I think for Yankee fans, you cannot give up hope, but you have to reside with the fact that you're not winning 5-6 run games. You're going to have to win 3-1. 2-1, 3 runs is a lot to ask for. You're going to have to ask this pitching staff to carry you in a way that we haven't seen a pitching staff carry a team in some time. And that does not, I looked at this team going into the trade deadline, and I did think that I thought the Garcia move was great. I thought the Ramos move was great. I did not think that was where they were going to stop. I thought they would get a catcher. I thought they might add some more the way of the bullpen, and they didn't. And that is frustrating. And I've lost that confidence I had in this team that they were, even with them trailing, a couple weeks ago, the Rays by 2.5 games, I still felt they were the best team in the American League. I'm not sure they're the second best team in their division right now. With the way the Red Sox have played, obviously, we know what the Rays are. I am not sure they are better than even the Red Sox. Now, with the way that they pitch and the Red Sox offense is not as potent as you would think, but they are nearly identical in runs scored and runs allowed, these two teams. In a short game series, of course the Yankees could win. Last year, nobody gave them a shot against the Red Sox. Similar to the Knicks with their struggles against the Celtics 2 years ago or their struggles against big teams going into this playoffs, no one gave the Yankees a shot last year to beat the Red Sox because they couldn't beat them in the regular season. And what did they do? They kicked the crap out of them. Cam Schlittler with the great start. We all know what happened. And obviously losing to the Blue Jays in the next round. This Yankees team is in trouble. 888-808-1019. I do not know. I do not feel great about them going out there and just getting Bellinger back and Stanton back and that fixing everything. Let's say in a perfect world, they get Judge back September 15th. That is, I don't know if that's happening. I don't know if he'll be back within the first two and a half weeks of September. But let's say in a perfect world, they get him back earlier than expected. Are we certain that those guys, one, are going to pick up the slack? You know, they can't struggle in this scenario. And if they do, is that enough to change this offense? And you heard Boone say he's maybe shake up the order a little bit. He doesn't want to put guys in bad positions or bad matchups for the sake of it. I think they're a bad matchup every single night. They trot that lineup out. 8-7 of those guys in that lineup are black holes. They are dead. Guys that I thought were going to have big seasons like Jazz Chisholm have been disastrous. And like, if you get the splits, let's go over the last 15 games. When you look at this offense, Trent Grisham has been better. He needs to be this for the rest of the season, and he's not enough to change the fate of the offense. Caballero is Caballero. He's been pretty consistent, but he's not a guy that's carrying your offense either. You got George Lombard. But when you look at the other guys in the lineup, Jazz over his last 12 games is hitting 125. Spencer Jones in his last 13 games, 178. Ben Rice hitting 091 in his last 44 at-bats. That's embarrassing. It's insane.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.